team facing a four-man rush. Steps and throws, pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted inside the 25-yard line and forced out of bounds.
The Broncos dropped to 7-2 on the season with the loss to the Chiefs, but they'll look to bounce back this week against the Bears. Hello and welcome to Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by John Elway. John, the big news this week, Peyton Manning is going to take a week of rest and not play in this one. As a former quarterback, what kind of emotions do you think he's feeling this week?
Well, any competitor always wants to play, so anytime you can't play is, you know, is disappointing. So, I mean, I think that's the, you know, the emotions that he's going through, because he's been healthy for a lot of his career, and he's been really healthy. So, you know, to miss another game for him is, you know, something that I'm sure that he'll be very disappointed with.
Of course, Brock Osweiler will be making his first career start. What are you hoping to see from the fourth-year quarterback?
Well, you know, I think that we're excited about him. Brock's been taking a lot of reps. We knew that, you know, he had a good preseason this year, and so we're, you know, looking for him to come out and, you know, and run the offense. He's been here 4 years. He's got this offense. You know, he's with Gary and Rick Dennison this year and feels comfortable with it. He's got a lot of reps every Wednesday because Peyton didn't practice. And so, you know, he's ready to go. He's been itching to get in there and show everybody what he can do. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in there.
Well, he'll be doing it against the former head coach, of course, John Fox. When we come back, we'll talk about seeing John Fox in Chicago.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Welcome back to Elway Access, and John, this week, of course, playing the Bears, you're going to see John Fox. How important is it to kind of take the emotional side of things away from it and just focus on the game?
Well, I mean, I think that for the most part, players do that. I think that, you know, coaches can look at it that way, but the bottom line is the players don't look at it, because when you're on the field, you're playing against the other team. So, I mean, I think that obviously anytime you have somebody, and John did a tremendous job when he was here with us, that you know, it creates a little bit more drama when it comes down to the rivalry, but ultimately it comes down to the players playing on Sunday afternoon, and you know, whoever plays the best and makes the least amount of mistakes win that football game.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, a blow to the head. Defense, number 43, that player is ejected from the game for his act.
Last week we talked about the personal fouls after Aqib Talib was suspended. Then we saw T.J. Ward get ejected from that game on Sunday against the Chiefs. How are they going to end up finally correcting this problem?
Well, I mean, I think we got better. I think penalty-wise, we did a better job. We had a couple of holding penalties defensively, but I think it's a point of emphasis. And so it's not something that changes overnight, but we want to just see the gradually get better as we go through the season. And I think that, even though it was unfortunate with TJ getting kicked out, you know, there was some frustration involved there. And I think those are all examples that Gary uses in front of the team of things that we can't do because they do hurt the team. So we're working on that, and we want to take it right to that line, still be aggressive defensively, but not take it over that line.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Elway Access. Yeah.